The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:06 in the morning here on the 19th of February, 2016. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, hon.
Good morning. It's a good day today. We're going to tell you about the our temperature and our forecast here. It's currently 51 degrees. Wind advisory today, now until 4 p.m. Rain and breezy today with our highs of 55. Chance of showers tonight with our lows of 40. Now, tomorrow calls for a partly sunny day with our highs of 62. Saturday night calls for 41. And Sunday, as we approach, you'll be out at the range. It'll be high near 67 with about 5 miles per hour wind, so that shouldn't change the range of the bullets. Till Sunday night with our lows of around 43.
If it does, we're shooting very, very small.
Yeah, the weekend forecast is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. Good morning, Jared. How you doing there, buddy?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
You're looking good today. Looking all chipper and ready to rock here, huh? Good. And if it's Friday, and if it's 7, it must be time for Spencer and Haven Humane and our pet of the week. And this one is adorable. I mean, all the ones you bring in. Okay, the snake was a little, you know. But if you like snakes, and that snake was adopted that day, back pocket, you know, before you could get it back to the station. But
good morning,
this
Spencer.
This little animal is a cutie.
Good morning. Yes, so this morning I brought with me little Ellie. She is a two-month-old red heeler mix. So she's reddish tan in color. She's got a little bit of white merling all over her. I really like her little paws.
Oh,
that's where
darling.
You can really see the merle coloring. Very great little dog. She came into our shelter, believe it or not, about a week and a half ago as a stray, and nobody ever came looking for this little dog. We have her rated for a home with kids of all ages. She gets along well with all other animals. Our office cat wasn't a big fan of her, but she really liked the kitty. Great little dog.
She's got great coloring, great markings.
Great awareness, too.
Mm-hmm.
She is very alert. You know, these are a little bit of a higher energy dog because they are a working breed of dog. But, you know, for her age, she's just sitting here relaxing in my arms, just nice and content, happy to be going along for the ride.
Not only this, but, you know, if you got kids running around the house, as Ellie gets older, she can herd the kids into different rooms for you. You can train Ellie to do that, to get the kid, push it into the corner, and just keep them there.
That you could.
What is the breed? Tell us about the breed.
So the...
Because all puppies are cute.
They
but
are.
As they start to grow into what they're bred for... What's the natural instinct of this breed?
So a heeler is a cattle type of mm-hmm. a dog, so they are a herding breed of a dog. So which means that because they're a working breed of a dog, they do have to either have proper exercise or they can become destructive as they get older. A working dog, if they don't have a task to do or you're not properly exercising them and burning off that extra energy, they will find something to put that energy towards.
Don't you wish that you could just snapshot
okay,
and keep them in the puppy like stage forever?
What exactly does that mean? You have to find something for them to do or they will occupy themselves.
That means that you need to
take them
give
out
them
walks.
Give
right.
them walks, you know, play
have
with
a,
them,
a
exercise their minds.
Yes.
If not,
they're very
I mean,
active dogs and they're very smart. Here's the other thing. They're very smart dogs.
They are very smart dogs. So if you're not giving them a task to do, they will find things to do like chewing on things or digging up the yard. You know, so it's a breed of dog that you do have to invest time in. It's not like a lab that you can just say, hi, buddy, you know, how are you doing today?
And the lab falls
happy.
Over.
Or you know, when you see the pictures of those dogs that have just ripped your sofa up and they look at you when you...
And they've got that guilty look on his face and it's like, that wasn't me.
No,
I didn't do that.
I should be exercised more frequently. But anyway, she is just an absolute adorable... another winner.
Another winner.
Another winner.
Okay.
All right, you have an open house. You have, tell us what's happening with Haven Humane.
So every year we do an annual open house where we invite the public in. We go over all of our numbers for the prior year. That is happening this Saturday. There will be refreshments. We are going to go over the yearly review at about 10 a.m. in the morning. The shelter will be open at that time. You can come in, enjoy some refreshments, hear all of our great numbers that have been improving every single year, and meet some of the adoptable animals. See what our mission is. See why it's important, what we do, the service that we provide to the public.
And by the way, Ellie has four little white paws.
Very adorable.
Well, thank you for all that
adorable.
You do, and we love our pet of the week. I look forward
and
to it. So where's our pet of the week?
And you were like employee of the year last year, right?
2014.
Okay.
Yes.
Yay. All right, Spencer, thanks so much.
And thank you for having us.
And thank you, Ellie. I'm sure you'll find a home today before, you know, you want her, don't you, Gerald? You want her, don't you? He does, but you can't. No. Okay. Anyway, I tell you what. I tell you what, if my son-in-law was here,
I know.
Right now, that dog would not get any further than right here.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. We should just get her and send him, but yeah, I don't want to do that. I think it's important that you're part of the decision making.
They just lost their dog.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
And
suddenly, he's only 3 years old. Anyway, okay, yeah. Thanks a lot, Spencer.
Thank you.
Hey, there's a lot of stuff on the TV today. When you were talking, saw it on Scalia, when they were bringing Supreme Court Justice Justice Scalia's remains back to the Supreme Court to lay in repose there.
Right.
But you said, what did it look like?
Well, I was watching it this morning, and of course, it just, it's very emotional. But because we don't see a lot of things these days that have such, where there's such respect. I mean, this is just, I almost feel like a president has been, you know, laid to, you know, when you get to go.
Yeah, you're laid in repose there in the middle of the Supreme Court so people can come by.
Right. And
in state. And, laying in state.
Right, laying in state. So they had all of the Supreme Court justices standing on one side and the family on the other side. And I guess they had officers that weren't in uniform that carried him, carried the casket. And the way that they...
All hell, law clerks, everybody had
anything
to do
and
with
they,
it. He was
they,
very well respected.
Oh, you just feel that whole, whether you agreed with him or you didn't agree with him, that people
respected
him and felt like this was a fatherly figure. They said he was larger than life. But there was a lot of respect with this. It's kind of like, why do we have rituals? Why? And it was very, you know, Catholic. I used to say Irish Catholic. Scalia, I mean, Italian Catholic.
Yeah.
Nine kids. He was the only son. And his father was a scholar and his mother was a teacher. And so then, a first generation immigrant and nine kids. And he had nine kids. So, you know, you think about not only just to the family, but to the court, that he's been the longest Supreme Court judge that everybody else has been brought in.
He has the most tenure there.
Right.
His son, I guess, is a brilliant lawyer from everything I've heard. Yeah, also, now here's the big thing on this. We talk about how people can't get along. You know, you have opposing viewpoints and become enemies and say horrible things. Justice Ginsburg, who is politically just the opposite of Justice Scalia, said she lost her best friend, and that the two families we used to go to the Scalia family and Ginsburg family would go to operas together. You know what? I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall at a dinner that they were at. Can you imagine how interesting that would have been, listening to Ginsburg and Scalia talking about things and just hearing their comments, where they could talk freely with each other and be friends and know that they were friends. Though they didn't talk, I guess, a lot of politics, but just listening to them. I found that uplifting to hear Justice Ginsburg say that. And the other justices, you know, the Sonneberg, who is, again, a opposite of him.
Right.
She said, you know, she went hunting with him. He got her out and went hunting. And these are the type of things. So this man was, you know, was bigger than life. Was much more than just
a fatherly figure,
just
a grandfatherly
more,
figure.
Yeah, more than a justice. that believed in the Constitution and believed in the, you know, all the amendments, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and keeping people safe and keep trying to hold the government down. And unfortunately, I don't know who they're going to come up with for replacement. And frankly, you know, President Obama is not attending his funeral on Saturday. Now, there's so many people just enraged about this. And I don't know if I am or not. And I'll tell
you
why.
He's going there today.
He's going there today. He has addressed Justice Scalia on several times. Should he be there? Yeah, I think he should be there. However, he's not. And there could be a number of reasons for that. You know, the number of Secret Service and all the other people that have to be there. He's sending Joe Biden, who is a Catholic, as was Scalia. But still, I think it would have been good for him to have been there. But who knows? I mean, he is going there where he's lying in state today, and he has made a lot of comments. You know, we can't have it all. So, hey, we got to take a break here.
So what's on your agenda to talk about this morning when we come back?
Well, I really wanted to talk about that, but I want to talk about two or three things. One, about the homeless thing. Also about we've been asked to stop feeding birds. And I want to talk a little bit about that here in Reading. And about the crab ban. That's still in effect. And people, it was lifted, but now it's back in. So I want to talk about those things. And we have a bunch of guests coming in.
Oh, okay. Also, okay, so we can't really.
Dr. Kara Tennant.
Okay, perfect. Always love to hear about that. Also, do we want to go into the bombings?
Sure.
I think that's kind of like, while everything is going on, that is definitely going on.
Yep, more terrorism. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. 51 degrees right now, going up to 55. Heavy winds, heavy rain. We'll be right back.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, $2.99 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Dandelion. Unique Gifts and Clothing is the hot spot in Reading for all things fashion. Dandelion carries an amazing selection of Brighton jewelry, all the latest clothing lines, and every woman's favorite secret weapon, Spanx. Shop wonderful gifts in all price ranges and receive the best service in town. Check out Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Reading. Dandelion.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Away out here, they got a name for rain and wind and fire.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 14. And they call the wind Mariah.
I know you wish you could sing like that, right?
I do. When I'm in the shower, I sound just like that. I sound just like Harper. Because I'm in there singing it the whole time. And the dog comes in, rolls around on the floor, and you know, and pees in front of the shower. I'm not sure what that means, but when I'm singing there, because I sing great. I sing like opera. I sing like Pavarotti when I'm in the shower.
Pavarotti. Is there a Pavarotti?
I think
maybe that's
a car. I think it's an Italian car. I'm not sure. Anyway. Going right on, this portion of the show is brought to you by Properties by Merit and John Scaife. One of the top agents down there, John Scaife's knowledge and expertise representing the community, and whether it's commercial or residential properties, is just first rate. John's got a strong suit for making sure that his customers get what they want at a fair price and that they're happy. Now, check out his website or call him at 338-2112. John Scaife at Properties by Merit. You know, everybody's on the chat room right now, and they're fired up about, you know, we've had like 7 or 8 police killed in the last week.
Mm.
I mean, this is horrendous. And that's not counting the one shot. And they were talking about President Obama is having a meeting with Black Lives Matter and Sharpton and everybody, and saying that how can they discuss reform of the police? You know, this is kind of a interesting time to do this. You've got police shot down all over the country, and he's looking at police reforms. How about reforms on thugs in these cities where you've got such a high murder rate? Safe in those cities. Children, substandard education for kids that they're going into schools that have got rats and mold and everything in there, and gyms that don't. How about things like reforming that? How about proposed jobs for people when they finish school, if they actually have a chance to get a job? What about these things? What about coming down hard on people in the gangs and just splintering these gangs, taking the tops off, arresting the people and putting them in jail? Oh no, we've put too many people of color in jail. Well, excuse me, but it's black or brown or Asian or purple. If they're shooting up the neighborhoods, why don't you just arrest them? And if you don't have enough police to do it, and then the cops can come back and take it over again.
It's a thought on a global level. U.S. warplane struck an Islamic State camp. Yeah. Kane was killed in the U.S. strike, which is still being assessed. Okay, why is the Islamic State in Libya?
It's spreading because of the failures of the Obama administration can I just throw it right out there?
Do it, buddy.
It's true. It's the failure of our Middle Eastern policy under President Obama. No, you say, Gaddafi was a dictator. Maybe. Yes, of course he was a dictator. Was he a nice person? Absolutely not. But when you take him out, you've got to accept the consequences. What has the United States done to help get that country under control? Absolutely nothing. So what do you have? ISIS. You pulled all of the troops out of Iraq, and what do you have? ISIS rolling in. And so now, years later, how many thousands and thousands of people have been killed with ISIS because of the end of there? Nobody in mind actually thought that everything was okay there. Nobody. And it's because he's putting more troops back in Afghanistan. The peace president has killed more with drone strikes than any other president in history, by the way. The peace president is now putting more troops back into Iraq. You're not hearing about it because they're going in small units, but they are going in. And then, of course, Syria. What a disaster Syria is. And again, you can thank President Obama and Hillary Clinton. Is this a person that you want? Where the other Saudi states or the other Arab states around there are, you know, back, and their fear of Iran and the things we have done. We have just given Iran the nuclear bomb. Oh, it's 10 years down the road. Do you really believe that? Do you really believe that?
Well, what impact will the Pentagon, and Chechen was major figure in the Islamic State, and if he was killed in the strike, it would have an impact on the Islamic State's ability. What do you think about that?
I think ISIS is like any place else. The way we went after Al-Qaeda is that we identified and we went after their leadership. And we went find, remember, for so long, we got some of the higher-ups. So you took out all the middle management, and that worked. A concerted effort. Look how hard and how long it took us. And now we're just going after ISIS. You know, you're not going to be able to say what kind of impact it has on it. But the only thing is that we do know ISIS is spreading. And it's spreading throughout northern Africa and, of course, the Middle East. And if they can get their arms around it. Right now, when they're out in the open, you need to hammer on them. But that's not happening. We have got this lead from behind type of mentality, which is absolutely ludicrous footprint. If it had been McCain or Romney and all this stuff would be happening, I'd be saying, thanks a lot for getting us into this. Because this is just a mess. And it's not going to get any better. Hey, Reading residents are being asked to take down their feeders, their bird feeders and bird baths. There's a die-off of there are 300 pine risk yellow birds.
What? They're beautiful.
They're beautiful, but they're dying off. They found a 300 in the area and maybe 1,000, in the larger area around here. And it's a salmonella-type poisoning.
Ew.
They're getting. So they're asking people to stop feeding their bird in the closer bird baths. You know, we have one of those out there in our
fountain. We have a hummingbird feeder.
Well, we have a hummingbird feeder. So I'm wondering if they think that that's it, too. And that was a question from Lori. She says, can you find out if it's also hummingbird feeders?
Well, look, you know what? We've got a vet coming in.
We're going to ask.
Oh, my gosh.
Dr. Tennant. Okay. Hey, look, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction and Ted Lighty and his teach all over Northern California. I'm talking 7 or 8 counties. And they provide a very, very, very complete concealed carry training to all their students. This is all he does. This is his business. He has perfected much of it. He runs multiple ranges at the same time. He has trained a number of instructors out there. And also, he provides a gun and ammo to the people who maybe don't have the right size. And this is what happens, the right size pistol, and then he switches them out into a pistol that they can use and then provides the ammo for them and then helps them find the right pistol for them to be able to carry. All of this at North. Give him a call at 999-1822 or better yet, check out his website at readingccw.com. These classes are filling, and they're full almost all the time. He runs lots of classes. And what he does is he'll put 35 or 40 people into one class, have the classroom day where you're at in a pleasant locale, and you get the classroom instruction. The next day you're broken down into ranges where there's only like 6 to 8 of you on a range together. So you have plenty of individual attention. All of this from Northern Firearms Instruction. All right, we'll be right back. It's 7:30 in the morning here on the 19th of P5. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Use the excuse the devil made me do.
Screwtape, demon extraordinaire and star of The Screwtape Letters, the wildly popular stage adaptation of the best-selling novel by C.S. Lewis. In a series of brilliantly composed letters, I teach young Wormwood the art of temptation. It's a wickedly witty portrait of how demons like me influence your everyday life. But don't take my word for it. After all, why should you trust me? The Wall Street Journal raves, C.S. Lewis' The Screwtape Letters is one hell of a good show. Delightfully repulsive. And the National Review calls it pure genius. An outstanding piece of work. See C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters. Get your tickets today.
Reading Civic Auditorium, Friday, March 4th. Tickets and info at readingcivic.com or by calling the box office 229-0022.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Don't let me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Well, good morning and welcome back to KCNR on this beautiful Friday morning. Yes, this is what's happening at 7:34 in the morning. It's currently 51 degrees. I love it. These are our golden years. Wind advisory today up to 4 o'clock.
Golden rain. Years?
Well, that's what? The name of this.
That's the name of the song.
Oh, okay. Pay attention. Brain and breezy today with our highs of 55.
Brain and breezy? Brain and
yeah,
breezy.
Brain and breezy.
Hey, how about paying attention?
Breezy and brainy. Today, a high is at 55. Tonight's going to be lows of 40. Saturday's going to be around 62. Partly sunny, but as our forecast comes in, there will be a chance of rain Saturday night as well with our lows of 44. Sunday calls for partly sunny with a high of 62 and Saturday night partly cloudy with our temperatures around 41. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll give you more detailed information throughout next week in our next segment.
Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show is brought to you by Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting is now 85 out of 100, yes. And Linda's Sleep Number setting is a very soft 40.
I'll tell you what, when you need your sleep and you get your sleep, it's profound.
It is profound.
It's profound. Two profound. Words. Profound. Found. On a Friday. Profound.
Oh, amen. Okay. Hey, and right now they're having this huge sale on our Sleep Number beds. You have to go to the Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center. Right now you can save so much money. You can save 50% on a limited edition bed, plus a queen C2 mattresses are now only $599.99. That's right, under $600. How much is a good night's sleep worth? It's part of your three legs of health: diet, exercise, and sleep. All of this. And we tell you, Sleep Number is the way to go. Rated number one in America by Consumer Reports. Made in America. Head on down to the Sleep Number store. See Brian or Janice. Okay. We are here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital, and she brought Con. That's always she said. What's your name? Con. Okay. Good morning,
Good
Con.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Kara. Doctor.
You can say good morning, Con.
Good morning.
There you go. Okay, I just embarrassed Con because she's trying to find. She's looking up things on her encyclopedia that other people call phones.
Yeah. Well, you would probably have sources to go to that we laymen don't. So what's trending right now? Were you seeing something particular here in doctor, our veterinarian? And if we, you please call in at 605-4567 if you have questions for Dr. Kara Tennant. Again, 605-4567. But my question is, what would be in the month of February, as we go through the months, certain things come up. We've had like a fall spring coming, and then, of course, the rain. So is there anything trending right now that happens in the month of February traditionally or typically?
So it starts happening as the weather gets better, as we start getting more mosquitoes and ticks and fleas, and those all get much worse, especially mosquitoes. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about heartworm disease.
Oh, heartworm. Okay.
Okay, let's talk about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So last week I was actually in an appointment with a cat, and we were talking about heartworm and how heartworm prevention is important, even for indoor cats who you think don't have the exposure, right? Because they're staying inside. Mm. And I said, well, heartworm is transmitted by mosquitoes, and we've all seen mosquitoes in the house. And as I said that, there was a mosquito flying around the exam room in February in the clinic. And so that's a perfect example on why everyone should be on a heartworm preventative, because we see so many cases of heartworm, especially now when they're coming out more.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, now right there again, profound.
You know.
I'm serious, because if you learn nothing else this morning but that, and you're like, mosquitoes, heartworm.
How do you prevent heartworm?
So they have several heartworm preventatives on the market. For cats, it's always easier to do a topical. Cats are very sensitive, and so you need to speak with your veterinarian on what the best preventative is for your cat.
You say topical is something you rub in?
So it's a dropper, like a liquid.
Yeah, we do that on
liquid.
Snooki.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
on her hindquarters or behind, yeah. Between her.
That's to keep the bugs off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's to keep fleas off, but, I mean, we also give her
a pill.
We give Elk Killer a pill.
Yep. So for dogs, sometimes it's a lot easier to do the oral tablet. They do make an oral tablet for cats, too, but cats, we all know, are very picky, and mm-hmm. so sometimes they won't eat the tablet. So the topical is better. And then dogs, they'll just eat their chew.
Yeah, they just swallow it.
Yeah.
Just like
eat it like a treat.
Yeah, I have a question from one of our listeners. Ask the doctor why my beast are so nuts. I'm not sure you can answer that one.
Oh, man. Well, mine are, too.
The first thing I would say is look at the owner.
Andrew, take him out for a walk all the time. I've been guilty,
no,
too.
She
the
does
weather's
take
changed.
Him out. She does. She takes him out there like 12 hours a day.
Oh. Could it be dietary if they're just like totally like out there? Or is it just in the breed?
Well, I think it's the breed and that individual dog,
mm-hmm.
too.
We had this little one today.
Puppy.
You know, puppy came in today. Red heeler. Part
Raven,
red heeler.
You mean, we do our
and
pet of the week that
just,
trying to rescue.
Just Elsie. And she was just beautiful. Elsie needs, but if you get an Elsie, you need to make sure Elsie gets lots of walks and lots of attention, because Elsie will find things to do. Is that correct?
That's correct, especially with a cattle dog. I know because I have two of them.
Oh, you do?
Well, see, but you run. Do you take your dogs when you run?
I do. They love to run. And you know, a tired cattle dog is a good cattle dog.
Now, Dr. Tennant is a runner. And so for those of you who run or have run, you know what that is. It's part of, you love to run, but you need to run. So it's like a need and a love.
That's right.
It's part of your life. It's part of breathing for you.
Dr. Tennant's on our Spartan team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So you want to talk about that? We'll talk about that in a little bit. But but anyway, so you know what it is when you take your dogs running.
Yeah.
And they don't tire out after you run 5 miles, 6 miles?
Nope.
They're right
good.
There.
They keep on going.
So you trained them.
I've trained them.
You're going to run with the big dogs.
Yep. And you know, you can't just take a dog and run 5 miles. You have to, just like us, you know, you can't really go from the couch into running 5 miles. Mm-hmm. You have to train.
Okay, so heartworms, heartworm, then we got to start looking at that. So, and you can buy heartworm medicine at the vet or in, how about in places like PetSmart and those kind of places?
They don't carry that.
Oh, they
It's a prescription medication.
Oh, okay.
So it's something that you do have to get from your vet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and it's important that you get that.
Yes.
Okay.
Once
and
a
then,
month.
And then, because heartworm, once a, you can you cure an animal of it? It just is really expensive.
You can. So as far as the dog goes, if a dog gets heartworm disease, you can treat the heartworm. It's very expensive and it's very painful. It is way cheaper to prevent it. With a cat, cats are tough. You know, they do their own thing. It's hard to test for it. With a dog, it's a simple blood test.
Uh-huh.
With a cat, they only need one worm to kill them. And in order to test positive, it has to be a female worm. If they have a male, it's going to come up negative. So
wow.
Yeah, and so for cats, it's prevention because we can't treat it either like we can a dog because it'll kill them.
Okay, so you say topical, so it's like little drops you put on?
Yeah, little drops.
And it doesn't, what's it, it's supposed to keep the mosquitoes off or just... It just absorbs into their body to kill the virus or whatever it is if they got
Yeah,
it.
So it'll help keep the mosquitoes off, and it will kill the heartworm if a mosquito injects the heartworm into the animal.
What was the question about? Is it too
okay,
hard for the
there's in the Westminster Dog Show. Did you see that?
Oh, I missed it, but I did
so
see
did
who won.
I see a lot of beautiful breeds, but there are so many that don't do well in this area.
Mm.
And I see them, and I see them on the trail, like the Bernese Mountain Dog. Is it too hot for those kind of breeds around here?
I think with a if you have a Bernese Mountain Dog who has always lived here, I think they can adapt pretty well. But you know, you're not going to be taking your burner out for, you know, a 5 mile run in August. You know, it's
right?
Not, it's not very
your burner.
Safe. Yeah, your Bernese Mountain Dog.
Oh, Bernese, your
burner.
I thought we were getting political here.
I thought you can't take
the burn out for a run in August here. You're probably right because he's like 72 years old, and you know we'd find him on the trail being drugged by two chihuahuas.
But you know, it's interesting to
this
see.
This is not a political show.
We have a dog that's part. All of a sudden, Pomeranian. And I took her out, I think we talked about the story, but we took her out to Mary Lake, and it was on it was 80 degrees out. It was beautiful, you know, around the lake. It wasn't, she overheated.
Mm.
She didn't get, there's stages, I suppose. And that's something that we should talk, you know, as we bring you in once a month and hear about what's trending and what we need to look for, you know, because only can take in so much. But as we get going into the summer months, the overheating, what's the first step, second step, third step? Because I looked it up. I went into panic and I didn't know, because I just know that once she started to pant as heavily as she was, I picked her up and it didn't calm down until I got her over the air conditioning in at home. But it took about 30 minutes. She didn't have seizures or anything like that. But
okay, I know there's a question in there someplace, but let's wait till after the break until we have the answer then on how to treat, or if you think since it's starting to get warm and if a dog does have
Well, we can go into that today, yes.
We can do that. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated by father and son team, Ed and Kyle DeFore. Full deli and a butcher shop, breakfast, lunch, you can get it all there. And because of the butcher shop, you can get any cut of meat that you could possibly want at really, really great prices. There you go. And over 1,000 drinks, including 250 different kinds of beer, so you can carbo load before the big races. And it's a one-stop shop on the way to the lake. No, this is a great place. You're in there. It's absolutely clean. Everything's there. It's the world's largest convenience store, the world's largest small supermarket, whatever it is. But it's Mighty Fine Foods. It's great. And Kyle's got a show on Tuesday nights. It's outstanding on sports. And is going to be one of our announcers here in this coming year for baseball and football. Mighty Fine Foods at the corner of 299 and Deschutes, right there. Mighty Fine Foods. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant and Animal Intern Con. We'll be right back.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Cal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
How about some traditional Mexican food for Second Tuesday dinner in March, Abby?
I love authentic Mexican food. We must be going to Mazatlan Grill.
That's right. With their welcoming, friendly staff and fiesta-like atmosphere, you can start with tableside guacamole made to your liking and sizzling fajitas and so much more to choose from.
Please join us on Tuesday, March 8th at Mazatlan Grill as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society to help them care for the stray, abused, and unwanted animals as they look to place them in loving homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Head on down there for your gun needs, whether it's ammo, guns of any kind, any type of shooting accessories. Locally owned, locally operated, been in the business 7 years and has a superly large following of people because they do great work down there. Get classes on CCW, get classes on hunter safety. You've got it all. One-stop shopping, Bastiani Arms, and he gives veterans discounts. What else can I say? It's a great place to go to. That's where we buy our guns. The dozens and dozens and dozens and hundreds of thousands of guns that we have never bought, but we're working on it. Okay, Dr. Kara Tennant is our guest, and as is
Kara Animal Hospital.
Kara Animal Hospital, and then, of course, we have Khan, who is getting ready to graduate from veterinarian school back in Illinois.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And you're out here, been here for 36 hours.
Correct.
You're looking at maybe an associate position.
And there. loves
it so far.
Northern California.
Yeah, I've been here 36 hours. What's not to love?
The mosquitoes.
Heartworm.
Heartworm.
Hey, Linda's got some questions that people have. Okay, we've talked about heartworm, but what happens, you know, what's, I guess, the questions that people ask you in the veterinary clinic, I bet they're hilarious, is, why does my dog do this, you know? I mean, when you hear that, I mean, can you actually give an answer to that?
Most of the time, no. I have no idea.
You can just, I would think if somebody brings in their pet, you can basically, you know, look at their heart, give a blood test, check out their structure, look at their teeth. You can't really tell the disposition, can you?
I guess sometimes I can tell the disposition in a scary situation, which a vet hospital is. But at home, no. I mean, they're usually completely different animals at home than they are in the clinic.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So one of the questions is, why does my dog eat grass?
Dogs love to eat grass. A lot of dogs love to eat grass. And the worst part is most of the time they'll vomit after they do it. So sometimes dogs will eat grass if they have an upset stomach. Sometimes they do it just because they like the taste of grass. But if your dog vomits shortly after eating grass, I wouldn't be too concerned. Cats do the same thing.
Well, they, you know, grass. It's funny, but after I have 12 shots of tequila, I throw up. And I kind of like the taste of tequila. Ruth is on the line. Let's have a question from Ruth. Good morning, Ruth. You have a question for Dr. Tennant.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, and Kara. Since the vet's on the phone, and I was going to ask this of my vet when I was going in, because I give my dogs regular checkups. But my question is that I don't like to give my dogs a lot of baths because I like to have their natural oils through their coats, and I keep them brushed with a Furminator, by the way. I didn't want to get her opinion on that. But the second thing is that what does she think about dry shampoos? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Thanks, Ruth. And Ruth, by the way, walks her dogs every day. And the other day she had one of the homeless wrecks out there throwing his guitar at her. And she said, you know, you better kind of calm down or you're going to get to know these dogs a lot better.
Nice.
The dogs. Anyway, yeah. So what about dry shampoo?
You know, dry shampoo can be really helpful for a lot of animals, including cats. And so it depends on the animal. Sometimes I find that it makes it a little bit, they become a little bit greasy. And some animals, it works great. So I would say try it and see how you like it.
Who'd want a greasy cat laying on your cats up and lays in your chest in the morning? I've got a greasy cat laying on my chest.
I know.
Okay. All right.
And I do love the Furminator.
The Furminator.
Yeah,
what is that?
What is that, a Furminator?
It's a special type of brush. They have all different sizes for dogs and cats, and it's supposed to get the underlayer out.
Snooki doesn't shed.
Oh,
I get
wow.
you.
That's strange.
Part Maltese and part Pomeranian. You think that, no.
Why would a dog all of a sudden start chewing on one little spot on her leg?
So they can do that if they get an insect bite or a sting that's really itchy. They can do it if they're bored. They can do that if they're uncomfortable. Like sometimes they'll do it with arthritis, especially in the region of their hock or their ankle or their knee.
Interesting.
Monitor that and maybe bring it up with your veterinarian.
Yeah, yes, it's been happening the last 2 or 3 days, and I was wondering because give her chewy bones that she maybe gets that stuff on her paw, but it's just been the last 2 or 3 days, and really because of the weather, and she's seven, and it's the weather has been changing, you know, between this rain and not rain. It hasn't had as much exercise because we've been guilty of that. So
MRI on our dog.
Yeah, so
I can't get an MRI, but
so
we can get
one on
her.
Curious, when dogs start to become this age, are there supplements that you give dogs? What do you do with arthritic pain?
So my favorite is a glucosamine supplement, and glucosamine is not regulated, which means
it's what people use.
Yeah. I can say, I want to sell glucosamine and make up my own little bottle and sell it, and nobody will ever know that there's no glucosamine in it.
Wow.
And so there are several companies that actually study glucosamine, and they also have proven that if they say this tablet has 500 milligrams of glucosamine in it, then it does. And so those are the companies that I recommend, because glucosamine is expensive, and if you're going to be buying that, you want to make sure that it's effective.
You can buy, people kind, right?
You can.
Or can you buy
puppy
kind?
But is it going to be effective or not?
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, so you have to give them, though, if it's a 500 milligram pill, you wouldn't give it to a small dog, would you?
Well, they're all of the doses are listed by weight on the side of the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And do you sell those?
We do.
Okay. All right, we've got somebody on the line. Ron, good morning. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Do you have a question for Dr. Kara Tennant?
Yes, I do. I know somebody who has a cat, and in the summertime it loses hair and just gobs almost right down to the bare skin, actually. Anyhow, there's the product that I've heard advertised on different radio stations. It's called DinoVite, and it supposedly is for animals that have stuff like that. And do you know anything about this product or what's in it or anything about it? And I'll take my answer on the air. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
So DinoVite, DinoVite's expensive. There is nothing in it that's going to hurt your pet. And, yes, it can be really helpful for the skin because it has things like vitamin E and fish oil in it. But it's not going to be the end-all, be-all. But it's certainly not going to hurt. So if a cat is losing their hair, mainly in the summer, it's most likely a flea allergy. And all they need to have is one flea to bite them, and they're going to go crazy and chew themselves raw, lose their hair. And I would say the best thing for that kitty is to be on a year-round flea preventative. And then whether they consider, you know, using a supplement like Dynavite or not is up to them. But they can get some advice from, you know, their vet of what's going to be the best skin supplement.
Speaking of fleas, let's talk about those flea collars that people that will go buy at the dollar store. Let's talk about those.
People will buy at the dollar store.
Yeah. So, well, did I say, what did I say?
I said we will buy. We've never done that.
No, we never have, and we never will. But I just want to know what you think about that.
You did say you got me one something.
Yes, I'm going to get you a flea collar at the dollar store here in about a minute. So, so Dr. Caratena, tell us what you think about the flea collars in general.
So I'm not a huge fan.
Yes,
they smell. The pets can lick them. Sometimes pets eat them. They can be fairly toxic. It is much safer to use a topical flea preventative. But that being said, there are several flea preventatives that are sold over the counter that are actually dangerous for dogs. And so definitely, you know, just call up your vet and say which one they recommend, because I have seen several toxicities with some of these over-the-counter ones that they can get, you know, at any, you know,
right,
store.
Right. That's what I wanted to hear. I had heard that or read that, so I wanted to hear it from the professional. I wouldn't just go buy a flea collar out of a box at a store. No.
Mm-mm.
They smell. You're right. And it's if you touch them and you go with your fingers and you go, oh, gross. Can you imagine what that's like on your pet? You know, and their neck and their body. Okay, so as we're talking about the flea preventative stuff that when we started off today, you're talking about for cats and the heartworm. Why do you put it in certain regions of the body?
So for any flea preventative or heartworm preventative that's put on topically, I actually like to go up between the shoulder blades and up by the head where they can't turn and lick it. It doesn't hurt them. They just tend to drool a lot if they do it. So I don't put it, you know, in multiple spots along the back. There is one product, and I can't remember the name of it, that it actually they recommend you putting it in multiple spots along the back. And I think they feel like it gets distributed better. A lot of these flea preventatives actually get distributed through the fatty layer of the skin rather than actually being absorbed systemically. And so that's why they feel like if you spread it out. But honestly, most of them, you just put it in one spot and you're good to go.
Okay. Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital, where are you at?
20 Hilltop Drive.
20 Hilltop Drive, and that's up there behind the...
Yeah, behind Bartell's.
Bartell's Giant Burger up there. So you're at the other end of Hilltop.
The other end of Hilltop, up by Lake.
There you are, up by Lake. And do you have a website?
Yeah, it's Care Animal. Oh, my goodness.
Care Animal.
Care.
Okay, I didn't mean to ask you the tough one here at the end. How about a phone number? How about a phone number?
It's 244-2287. I'm going to call that a blonde moment.
That's all right.
Okay.
Care Animal Hospital. There you go. Care Animal Hospital in Reading. That's where you go.
Thanks a lot.
I had it
and
up too.
Con, thanks for joining us today. I hope you love it here.
Well, you're here.
Thanks for having me.
Go see him this weekend.
Hey,
and good luck on your week.
When we come back, we've got Mary Rickert, who's running for District 3 supervisor. We'll have her on and ask her why she's running and what she plans on doing if she wins. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR Shasta Reading.
News this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Justice Antonin Scalia's flag-draped casket has arrived at the U.S. Supreme Court, where it will lie in repose today. Supreme Court police served as pallbearers to carry the casket up the marble steps into the court's great hall. The procession passed between two long lines of Scalia's former law clerks. It stretched from the plaza to the court's main entrance. The body will lie in repose until 8 p.m. local time tonight. Among the dignitaries expected to turn out to pay their respects to the president and Mrs. Obama. Scientists now suspect an outbreak of the Zika virus is behind a surge in a rare birth defect that's been turning up in Brazil.
The question is, how are they going to prove it? Brazilian authorities were quick to make the link last fall. The country's health minister last week said he was absolutely sure the mosquito-borne virus is the cause. However, others aren't so certain. While the evidence has been mounting, so far it's circumstantial. The investigation is still in its early stages. It started last fall when Brazilian doctors noticed an increase in babies with a birth defect called microcephaly, which which has a number of causes.
As correspondent Jeremy House, he reports that the cases closely followed the country's first outbreak of the tropical virus, Zika, which was thought to have caused no more than a mild illness that clears up in a week. It turns out it is behind a spate of birth defects. Susan Fraser reports the World Food Program is banking on getting more aid now to desperate people in besieged areas of Syria. New hope now that they have finally managed to send in more than 100 trucks loaded with life-saving food and other supplies.
They are saying that they hope that the deliveries were not just one-off deliveries and that they would continue. The UN agency is also preparing to airdrop food to the city of Deir el-Zur, which is surrounded by the Islamic State group.
That is correspondent Susan Fraser. On Wall Street, it's been a struggle for the major indexes. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down more than 70 points right now. More on these stories from townhall.com.
This February, prepare to witness the miracle that changed the world forever.
The Nazarene city rise again after 3 days.
Through the eyes of a non-believer. Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes.
Tomb is sealed, guarded with your life.
The most important manhunt in history was just beginning.
The body has vanished.
His tomb is empty.
What else is it? You tell me.
Risen, rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and showtimes, go to risen-movie.com.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Oregon is poised to go where no state has gone before. Correspondent Ron DeRockstra has more.
Oregon's legislature passed Senate Bill 1532, raising the Beaver State's minimum wage to the highest in the nation. The bill, expected to be signed by Governor Kate Brown, would raise wages through an unprecedented three-tiered system that sets different rates by geographic region. By 2022, the current 9.25 minimum wage would climb to $14.75 in Metro Portland, $13.50 in smaller cities like Salem and Eugene, and $12.50 in rural communities. Proponents say the regional approach balances the needs of rapidly growing Portland with Oregon's struggling farming communities. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Fannie Mae, that's the government-controlled mortgage company, said its net income in the fourth quarter nearly doubled on higher interest rates. It also said today it expects to pay the U.S. Department of Treasury $2.9 billion worth of dividends next month. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. More than a year after the Spaceship Two was destroyed in an accident that killed a pilot, Virgin Galactic is rolling out its replacement aircraft. The company's founder, Sir Richard Branson, says he's unveiling a brand new version of the ship, and he says they've been proceeding very cautiously as they continue to try and pioneer space tourism.
I think everybody's enormously relieved and enormously excited. And you know, the new spaceship looks absolutely stunning. It couldn't have come out better, and we're really looking forward to unveiling it later today.
Today is a day that the space line founder, Richard Branson, will unveil the new Spaceship Two at California's Mojave Air and Spaceport. Spaceship Two is designed to carry up to 6 passengers on a high-speed suborbital flight to the very fringes of space. At an altitude above 62 miles, passengers will experience a few minutes of weightlessness and see the Earth below. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 19th of February. That's easy for me to say.
That's
the 19th of February, 2016. It's 6 minutes after 8 here in the studios of KCNR 1460 and Free Fire Radio. And the phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning, and this beautiful Friday morning. Let's tell you what the forecast is. It's currently 53 degrees. There will be a wind advisory today until 4 p.m. Rain and breezy today with our highs of 55. Chance of showers tonight with our lows of 40. Tomorrow calls for partly sunny with our highs of around 62, partly cloudy. Tomorrow with our lows about 41. Sunday calls for mostly sunny with our highs near 67, Sunday night around 43. As we go through next week, mostly sunny on Monday with our highs of 72, Tuesday 73, Wednesday 73, and Thursday goes into our 75. So our spring is coming. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at
37
Oh, my goodness. Did we lose our person?
All right. Why don't you check the other one? Anyway, we were waiting for Susan Eastman to come on, and Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo Advisors, and she's going to give us, was giving us the market minute. Is she back now? Jared, are you back now? Okay, she's calling back on another line. Okay, so as soon as she calls back, we'll get her on. So this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, it is your place for Espresso Joes and any type of coffee you could possibly want. Coffee, lattes, espressos, cappuccinos, has it all, plus different types of wine and brews of beer. They're at Espresso Joes and discounts for veterans. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California, Tobacco and Brew, with a walk-in humidor that's simply fabulous. All this, a veteran-owned business, open 7 days a week at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Now let's go to the phones.
Good morning, and let's talk about our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Susan Eastman. Oh, we'd love to hear from you.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Nice to hear from you, Linda. I haven't talked to you for a while.
We'll be in to see you soon.
Good. Okay. Let's look at the market. The major averages are down for a second day. Corporate earnings are also weighing on the markets today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 85 points at 16,329. The S&P 500 is off 5 points at 1912. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 2 points at 4485. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 16 cents, trading at $12.08, Freeport-McMoRan off 24 cents at $6.91, Pfizer down 11 cents, trading at $29.43. In the bond market, treasuries are lower and little changed, and they're down 1/32 to yield 1.74%, and that is the 10-year treasury note. For commodities, gold's at $4.80 an ounce at $12.31, silver off a nickel at 15, and crude oil down $1.30, trading at $31 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Oh, thanks a lot, Susan. You know what? This really, she is so knowledgeable, and she has all that stuff down. Susan Eastman does. You know, we have, as you know, everybody that's running for office comes through KCNR 1460. And today we have Mary Rickert, who is running for 3rd District Supervisor. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, Mary, it's, you know, we, you know, the things we don't do is we don't endorse local.
Certainly.
Local elections, mm-hmm. because they're all our neighbors. And
right.
we so much admire people that run for office mm-hmm. and locally. You get away, you know, a little bit further out, yeah, then we'll start, you know, getting into it. But tell us who Mary Rickert is.
Well, I have been in Shasta County for 42 years. My husband and I will be celebrating our 43rd wedding anniversary here shortly, within a month. And we've been I've been a resident of the Intermountain area for 27 years. And what we primarily do are we're professional farm managers, real estate appraisers of farms and ranches in Northern California. And we've also dabbled in real estate brokerage over the years of large farms and ranches. And so that's our primary business, and people know us mostly for our biggest project, which is known as Prather Ranch. And we supply a branded beef product here locally and also in the Bay Area in San Francisco. We sell product at the storefront, the Prather Ranch Meat Company, in the Ferry Building in San Francisco.
So you are Prather Ranch?
We are Prather Ranch.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yes, we are. Well, I wear a lot of hats.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
I guess.
I do. And then I also, so that's kind of my business life or world. And some people golf, some people, you know, go out to the lake. My idea of a good time is being out with the cows. So that's where I like to be if I have any free time at all. But I'm also very committed to Shasta County. I was born into a family that really instilled in me a great work ethic and a desire to make the world a better place. My father always used to say, leave it better than you found it. And so I'm highly committed to that. And I see a lot of things happening in Shasta County that I'm really concerned about. You know, I've got two of my five grandchildren live in District 3. And I look at them, they're 4 and 6 years old and attend North Cow Creek School. And I'm really committed to do what I can to make the quality of life for all residents of Shasta County a better place to live. I have a lot of experience. I've done a lot of volunteer work over the years. I served.
Yeah, your resume is very extensive.
Right.
Started,
I have a lot of energy.
Starting with your college.
Well, I went to Cal Poly. My husband and I went to Cal Poly. I have a lot of roots at Cal Poly that I won't go into. But then later in life, I decided when I was up here, I would commute at night after a long day of work in the office out in MacArthur to Simpson College and got 2 more degrees just because I love learning. And I come from a long line of highly educated people that it really encourage education. So I'm a strong proponent of education. So that's my background educationally, and then I've always been involved in whether it was my children's school activities. I'm a 4-H leader, CCD teacher. I've been I was one of the founders of the Bernie Fall River Education Foundation in 1991. And then I was always involved in the Boosters Club, and then as they kind of went away to college, then I got a little, I expanded my my horizons a little bit, and I served on the Shasta County Mental Health Board and was very involved with NAMI, the National Alliance for Mental Illness, with crisis intervention training with them, and helped teach the family-to-family course for other family members that have been touched by mental illness. And so I'm passionate about mental illness, and so I feel like right now at this juncture in my life, I think it's time to step up and see what I can do to kind of help Shasta County along. There's a lot of good things happening in Shasta County in terms of mental health and addressing the homelessness and substance abuse issues, and I feel very strongly that that we can do more, and I'd like to be part of that.
Okay. Mary Rickert, who is running for District 3 supervisor, just kind of got a brief synopsis of her long career, and if you look at her resume, and it goes on and on for all these things. So you caught them all right there, I think.
Well, more or less. Yeah. You know, I've been a member of the Women's Fund. Currently,
weren't you one of the founders of the
Women's
Fund?
Yes, I was. I was the first group. Ann Peterson
fantastic.
Kind of
mm-hmm.
So
Lori Goyne.
Oh, Lori Goyne is a godmother to my two grandchildren.
Oh, my gosh. Lori Goyne, dear friend. And by the way,
right now,
happy
by the way.
Belated birthday. Rick is the 18th. Yeah. It would have been yesterday.
It was yesterday, but we had
happy
celebrated
birthday,
it early.
Buddy.
We celebrated
yes,
it
we
early.
Yes, we did. And then we put it out on Facebook.
He's 62. He's 60, but he looks older.
Yeah.
While Lori looks so much younger.
So, love Lori. Okay, that's cool. Great history there.
Okay, we need to take a break. I do want to mention a couple of things here, though. Veterans Advocate of the Year Awards Banquet, too late. Sold out,
uh-oh.
Everybody. Unless you want a chicken dinner. One chicken. I think that could be sold, too. Anyway, I'm not even going to talk about it because it's sold out. We do have, though, the Women's Resources and Relaxation Fair for Women Veterans on Saturday from 9 o'clock till 2 p.m. or from 0900 to 1400 at the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street. It's a no-cost event to any woman who's served in the military, either active right now or have served. Community resources, veterans benefits, raffle prizes, you have lunches being provided, all of this. They'd like you to bring a copy of your DD-214 to assist in getting registered for VA benefits or a VA card. Also, Senior and Veteran Fraud Prevention Fair, and we had Lucky Jezrani on here the other day, and this is going to be great. Presented by the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, again at the Veterans Hall on March the 8th. We'll talk a lot more about this, but you're going to meet your DA Fraud Protection Team, state and local senior and veteran resources are there. A lot of veterans have been getting, and senior people are being hammered by these scams that happen all the time. So they're going to show you how to do it. They're going to have free on-site shredding, all types of speakers, and raffle prizes, all of this, on Tuesday, March 8th, 2016, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Veterans Hall. All right, we're here with our guest, Mary Rickert, who is running for District 3 Supervisor. We'll be right back. Ta-da!
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista here. We'd like to thank our local community for making 2015 our best year yet. Your continued patronage supports 20 local jobs, and when you shop at Mighty Fine, your money stays in your community the way it should be. Daily deli specials under $5, a different hot soup served daily, groceries, meat, produce, and over 1,000 cold drinks. Mighty Fine Foods is your locally owned and operated neighborhood grocer. Mighty Fine, 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 304.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world and the
welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It is 19 minutes after 8 o'clock here on the 19th of February. 51 degrees, going up to 55 today. Rain, wind, all those great things that are happening out here. More rain, more crops, more water in the lakes, more opportunities out there. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield and Repair. You know, with the spring, the fake spring coming, the fall spring coming, and the weather going hot, cold, hot, cold, you know, this is how your windshields expand, or if you get a crack or a chip, go to Jeff at Crackmaster. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned. He can do cracks and chips from 24 inches up to 24 inches in length. Give him a call at 241-8373. You know, Carl, this is why I love our show. I've had the great opportunity today to meet this lovely lady. And I have probably met her before, but, you know, it's like anything else when you get your telescope or your binoculars and you get them into view, or you clear your glasses and they come into, really come into view. And so, really excited to have Mary Rickert on this morning. She's running for District 3. These are the areas. And at the break, we were talking about something very interesting. But first, let me tell you the areas that would be representing Big Bend, Bernie, Castle, Bella Vista, Oak Run, and Fall River Mills, among other areas. And Mary, yep. You said?
Well, the one thing I want to emphasize about District 3 is the diversity of District 3. You have a lot of different demographics, and you have the Intermountain area, which has a lot of particular issues, and then but it also includes areas southeast Reading that it, the district touches I-5, which is you've just got a lot of different needs, and so you've got a lot of different issues. It also includes Palisadro and Bella Vista. My husband's family has a ranch in Bella Vista, a cattle ranch, which we have cattle on. We talked about the Paretha Ranch connection. And then my husband and I have a ranch actually in Les Baugh's district, but just on the border of District 3. So I'm down in the area in Palisadro. I use Palisadro grocery store. I use the Palisadro dry cleaners. And so I kind of feel, in a way, I'm a bit of a dual citizen of the two different geographic areas. And so I feel connected to both communities, all the different communities.
Well, right now, as you know, Shasta County and the city of Reading and Anderson, all these are going through this huge crime problem.
Absolutely.
In the sense of the criminals being released,
right.
and then under 247 or 47, and even
yes,
more
yes, Prop 47, right?
Even more being released.
Right.
We also at the same time are facing this transient homeless problem.
That's right.
And I think you know, and a lot of everybody is saying it, and I agree mm-hmm. that a large part of this is mental problems.
Absolutely, it is absolutely
the. But also the same fact is that our mental health facilities here have been getting cut every year for the amount of money that's
right.
been given. So what can you do about that?
Well, this is primarily the reason I'm motivated to run. It just touches my heart as I drive through Reading and I see people on the streets, and it's really all about trying to improve the quality of life for everyone in Shasta County, not just the regular citizens in the cars, but those on the streets. And I think that we need to really address these issues. There are a lot of good things that are going on. Kristen Schroeder's been working on the homeless project. I've been attending a lot of those workshops. The Wellness Center is they're talking about starting one through Shasta County. But we need to do more. We need to really, really focus on this problem. And that's where I think we need a detox center, some place that you can take people when they're in crisis. But what's happening is, you know, the jails become a de facto mental health facility, and I think that we need to divert people when they're in crisis, that they have a place they can go. We can basically get them, you know, kind of cleaned up and see where the baseline, where the real problem is. And you need to have some kind of a resource center. That's my vision, some kind of a resource center where they can go. You figure out what the problem is, and then direct them into the appropriate resources. And I think we can do it. The speaker we had last week about Housing First is real important.
Pendleton,
Lloyd Pendleton.
But there was one before him.
Yes, it was from Evan from San Antonio.
From San Antonio.
Evan,
I liked his project, mm-hmm. I have to say, better
right.
than I did Pendleton's.
Right.
Because Pendleton's has, we house people
right.
forever. The other one has, detoxify them. Put them into housing. And help them.
And help them. Well, I know if anybody that knows me knows, you know, I have a work ethic, and so I have a problem.
Obviously,
I have a problem. I like to see people be productive citizens, and if we can figure out how to integrate that into this whole process, and that also builds self-esteem for people
yes.
that have been down and out. So
it's key.
It is key, and so. I really do think that we can, you know, look at different programs, people that have been successful in other areas of the country, and to really study this and to try and figure out a solution. The other thing that's really important to me is we need to have the collaboration of the city of Reading and the county. And that's something that I feel very, very strongly about. I've gotten to know some of the city council members, and I think that we need to work together because primarily the majority of your funding for mental health services comes from the county. And so... But basically, the city's dealing with the huge problem. So we need to work collaboratively together to leverage dollars, to find funding, and to figure out how to take care of these problems.
So, what in your opinion, since you've been here for a really long time,
I have.
What are you seeing? Why do you think there's such a shift in so much more instability? If we're seeing it, is it a change in population?
Mm-hmm.
Is there more drug, the drug-induced population? Perhaps it has just imbalanced their life. And why are we seeing so much more of this?
I think it's part of the economics that we've experienced in the last 8 years. I think that the downturn in the economy has had played a part in it. I do think there's an increase of substance abuse. One of the problems, and I've been attending some of these meetings, and I just read an excellent book called Dreamland that references the problem with opiate addiction.
Okay.
And then ultimately people, once the doctors try to wean them off of the painkillers, then they kind of have a tendency to go towards the black tar heroin, and so you're having... You know,
the heroin epidemic is going on here.
It's going on here.
It started like 3 or 4 years ago, but you're right.
It is.
They're making it so hard to get prescription drugs and opiates that that's where they're going.
Right.
And it's cheap.
That's a real issue that needs to be addressed. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to talk about it. We need to encourage people to lock up their medicine cabinets or dispose of medication that they're not using. We need to develop a campaign to really address that. And so that's drugs are a big part of this. I would say, I actually asked Lloyd Pendleton myself, I said, so what's your feeling in terms of percentage of people that are on the streets that have a diagnosable mental illness? And he said, well, his conjecture would be about 50%. You know, I might dispute that. I might think it might be a little bit hard. It's very difficult.
Higher or lower?
Higher. It's very hard to know if a person is self-medicating because they have a mental illness or they get into drugs and then it kind of exacerbates mental health issues. So it's kind of the chicken before the egg. That's always been the big question, which comes first. So there's just so many things that need to be done.
Do you see a lack of leadership in the Board of Supervisors and in the City Council on being able to try and actually focus everything?
No, I
Christian Schrader, frankly, was the only one
that's
actually went out and did something. And there's there's this vow to house 5 people by July 1st, in conjunction with working with the county. However, I see a lot of, ready, shoot, aim, that kind of thing.
I've known Larry Lees a long time, and I think he is committed to solving mental health problems. But I just think the more people that get on board and the more people that drive it, if you were to know me very well, I'm not one to sit around. I want to get things done.
I understand that. Obviously, by your resume, you do that.
Yeah.
My concern is that one person, can make a big difference here.
Mm-hmm.
Is the plan, that we just don't automatically just say, oh, let's just house 5 people.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Does that mean we're going to take the worst and house them? And is that forever? And then who pays for that forever? Is that we as the taxpayers? Do we raise the cattle tax?
Well, no, the cattle. The cattle cannot afford to be having much taxes. You don't want to get into agricultural regulation issues.
No, I tell
we
you
won't
what,
go there. But one thing, Carl, that is people need to understand is that what's happening now is the people are going into emergency rooms and they're going into the jail. That is actually costing the taxpayers more money. So what we need to do is figure out a diversion or someplace else to send them that is more cost effective. And that this is really the more fiscally responsible way to approach it is to find, a resource center. It's actually going to save money in the long run.
We have one of our chat room people says there was a Restoration Enterprises that worked to try and stop or slow recidivism,
mm-hmm.
and that they offered the college, GED programs, odd jobs, or education for jobs, smart center, drug rehab, as a way, and they had a very high success rate.
Right.
So you're looking at something like this along with the housing program.
Absolutely, and it's just a huge project, but I'd like to help drive that conversation and encourage people to really take this seriously because we really need to turn the current trajectory of what's happening here, especially in downtown Reading.
Okay. We're here with Mary Rickard, who's running for district supervisor, 3rd District here in Shasta County. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 in the morning here on the 19th of February, 52 degrees, going up to 55 today. A lot of rainy weather. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
For the past 17 years, the Shasta Land Trust has served our community by conserving significant places in far northern California that protect water quality, working agricultural ranches, and wildlife habitat. The Shasta Land Trust invites you to its annual Wild Ways kickoff on Saturday, February 27th. Join us to support local land conservation. You will be treated to delicious food featuring Prather Ranch beef, local wines, and craft brew. Visit the website at ShastaLandTrust.org or call the office at 241-7886. The Shasta Land Trust, protecting the places people love for future generations to enjoy.
I wonder how you're feeling. There's ringing in my ears.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR on this beautiful Friday, the 19th of February. 53 degrees in the downtown studios. We're going to have highs today of 55, wind advisory till 4 p.m., and a rainy day.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Go in, take a step back in time for great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Yes, it's the Cheers of barbershops. Then continue down the street to the Classic Cafe off Athens. And Millie and Kathy in there give you big hugs, and you get a great breakfast or lunch. And also help out the ladies down there who are remodeling and doing all types of great things down there at Classic Cafe with the help of the community. It's like a mini museum in there because there's so many old people. No, I'm just because there's so many things on the wall there. I'm just kidding about the old people. So many pictures and everything on the wall. Okay, we're here with Mary Rickert, who is running for 3rd District Supervisor. Learning about Mary, because it's the first time we've met her, that we've been able to sit down and talk. Pray the Ranch, a person of the soil, but also very well educated at Cal Poly, but also at Simpson. And one of the founders of the Women's Fund is really interested in helping the mentally ill and those with those problems. But there's also been fighting crime at the same time. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's all connected. That's something people have to understand, that the crime increases as you have the more mentally ill and the more the people out of the streets and the substance abuse, that they're more motivated to commit crimes, primarily those that are, you know, that need money for drugs, etc. So that's something that, like I say, we really need to address. One thing that's always been a pet project of mine when I helped years ago with NAMI is the academies that we used to put on for law enforcement. We would include probation officers, park rangers, anybody that came into contact as first responders, more or less, with somebody that was having literally a bad day, having a psychotic episode of some sort. And it's really important. And I use the analogy a little bit. Our Prather Ranch cattle herd is certified humane. And so, actually, Jim and I are friends. I count as one of my, an honor to be a friend of hers is Temple Grandin. If anybody has followed her, she's an animal behaviorist and has done more for animal welfare in the entire world, really. And she's quite an intriguing personality. She has Asperger's degrees,
she can
think like animals. And I've always been a little intuitive in terms of animals, too, having grown up with them and showed cattle extensively as a younger person. But it's really important when you're handling cattle to do it in a low-stress manner, to not make a lot of noise, to move slowly. And so with the CIT training, it was kind of the same principle. And so if you were a law enforcement officer, we would try and train them is to understand that a person that, say, they're, you know, schizophrenic and they're hearing voices, that basically they're only catching maybe every third or fourth word that you're saying if you're trying to communicate with them. So it's important to speak softly, it's important to speak slowly, and it's important to realize that they're not really maybe absorbing everything you're saying. And not to be and I'm not saying that they do this, but to be confrontational or aggressive, because that will just trigger and escalate the behaviors that you really don't want to have, as far as it'll be a negative outcome. I have a great little story, and I'll shorten it, but there's a gal that would help us with our CIT training who had a diagnosable illness, and she was a gifted writer, and so she had this story that she would read every year at our academy, and it talked about in Los Angeles she was in the middle of a psychotic episode at a public library and was picked up and put into jail, and she was there for 24 hours and just all the horrible things that happened to her. And she said then she moved up to the Redding area, and she was out off at Churn Creek at a convenience store and was having another meltdown, so to speak. And they had a CIT trained, what we call CIT trained officer, come and speak to her. He knew how to handle it. He knew how to speak to her. He said, asked her name and asked her what medication she was on, spoke softly. He was able to get her into the car, and she was upset because she was heard there was a robbery going on someplace and they were talking about guns. And he says, no. So he turns the radio down, but he de-escalated the entire situation. His name was Officer Steve, and so he got her to, at the time we still had our mental health facility, our psychiatric hospital open, but he was able to get her someplace safe, and it had a much different outcome, and it really cost less for the taxpayer, and that's the bottom line.
And that's the thing for the taxpayer. The taxpayers can't just keep chipping in more. I mean, we've got to find a smarter way. I mean, you're a business person.
I am a business person.
Yeah,
trust me.
I mean, the state's taking, you know, once your left toe and then your middle toe and then, you know, all your toes. And then the city has to pile on in the county. So we've got to be a lot smarter how we spend our money.
Absolutely. And costs continue to go up. I can't even begin to tell you about power costs for irrigation. I mean, I could get into it.
I mean, this could go on and on.
God,
I mean,
yes.
So we have to be a lot smarter. So
that's right.
We don't have the money that's coming in here for the mental health. So what you're looking at is a program to train people in such a way that it de-escalates. Like, this is the thing that they were talking about from the San Antonio thing.
Right.
Where they de-escalate things so they don't have to arrest them.
Mm-hmm.
And they can get them to a place
Absolutely.
That can be helped.
Absolutely.
Now, the point, though, we also have is we've got a shortage of law enforcement
we
officers,
do.
Both at especially at the county,
right.
where it
right.
can take well over an hour to get somebody up there to help you.
That is a true problem, especially where I live.
You're talking hours.
Yes, and the facility, it's just a problem. And that's why, like I say, we really need to look at this, and I'd like to get in office and see what I can do, because I do understand the complexities of mental illness and how important it is to treat people in a humane, respectful manner when they're having a bad day.
What about, one of the things you said is the, our economy is down, was really hit. It's starting to come back a little bit, but we're, as everybody says, we're behind the eight ball up here in Shasta County because, well, we rely on, we don't have really manufacturing up here.
No.
And we have farms and ranches, and we have some logging, but we have a lot of natural resources. But our tax base is down. What do you see as one of the ways? I know that, that government does not make jobs, but government helps, you know, clear the way for a business.
Well, one thing I think that we are really not tapping into the fact that Shasta County is such a unique, beautiful county. We really need to put Shasta County on the map. I think that we really need, and we've got a great new head of our Chamber of Commerce, we really need to promote Shasta County. We really, really need to promote Shasta County. And I'm a firm believer in that. I know in our ferry building store in San Francisco, we've got pictures of Shasta County so that we hopefully will, you know, kind of entice people to say, gee, I want to come up and see those wide open spaces. You know, we have a lot of exciting things that are starting up. Yesterday, I was out at the Shasta Venture Hub. For the TEDx.
Huh?
Yes. Yeah. Our son was on a TEDx, the first TEDx across the street here at City Hall a few years ago. But I think there's a lot of exciting new things happening. I think we've got a lot of young people in the community. Not that the, those of us in the little older generation are doing our part, but there's a lot of exciting new ideas. And I think I have a son-in-law that's he's an ag engineer, and he's getting into robotic agriculture. Well, I mean, I think there's so many new opportunities that we should look at. And we have the resources here. We have the natural resources. We have, like you say, we have agriculture. And to really promote Shasta County and to, if we can kind of make sure that people understand it's a good, safe place to live, to bring their children, to raise their children, to start a business, I think we can make
instead
a difference.
Instead of being one of the more dangerous places in the United States, it's one of the best places. Adam McElvain wants to bring in a fiber optic cable.
Yes.
Would you support something like that? Could you see that being a city-county partnership?
I think that's an excellent opportunity to look at. I do know right now I have to use satellite for internet service where I live because I don't have that availability. So I've had to make do in our business. But I think that's an excellent idea. And there are other people talking about that. I know Rachel Hatch has been working on that. So I think this is all great. There's a lot of good things happening. But I would just like to be a part of that to help drive this whole agenda and to move Shasta County forward. Like I say, I've got two grandchildren here. And I know what Shasta County was like 40 years ago. And I'd like to see that same quality of life return that we don't have to worry necessarily about always locking our doors in our car if we forget, that kind of thing. We need to be able to enjoy the beauty and the wonder of this particular area.
Sheriff Tom Basinko issues, we've got probably one of the highest number of concealed carry ratios to population here in Shasta County.
We do.
What's your feelings on the Second Amendment?
I'm a firm believer that you can have the right to carry, especially where I live. I have mountain lions.
Of course.
I have bears.
You're going to have wolves, too.
No, we do have wolves in Siskiyou County. So I actually attended 2 weeks ago a big wolf meeting in MacArthur.
Yeah.
I'm very well versed. I've actually been interviewed by the Defenders of Wildlife on how do we solve that problem. I get involved in a lot of different areas. The last 3 years, I'm just having to step down to run for office, which I'll miss terribly, but I serve on the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection.
Oh.
And I'm the Range Livestock Representative for California.
Wow.
And so that's been a huge honor. And I have been serving on this board that's got some people that are high-functioning, very talented, very committed, dedicated board members. And so I've really enjoyed that board. And
I bet you've got stories.
I do.
That's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show. But I have thoroughly enjoyed that.
How do you keep wolves from... because they're endangered. So, I mean, they can come in and kill your collie in your front yard, and you can't do anything and say, bad wolf.
No, we had this conversation 2 weeks ago in MacArthur. It was a whole day-long session.
Mm-hmm.
It was absolutely fascinating. There's a lot of different perspectives on that. I'm a great lover of all animal life. I just don't want to be a food source for the wolves.
There you go.
That's just the bottom line.
Well, I think, you know, and people don't understand that. A rancher and a farmer, that's $1,500 every, well, at least.
And see, we raise our cows not just for the beef, but we raise it for other biomedical purposes.
That's right.
So our cattle have that much more. But I mean, I love every one of them, too. And so I've had these conversations in Sacramento with various people that have a different perspective.
Dressed in little wolf costumes.
Yeah, and I'd say, well, what about your dog? How would you feel if a dog came into your yard and ate your wolf? And so I'm a firm believer that what I think we should do, the first step we should take is to collar them. So that if I knew that wolf was within five miles of our cow herd, we at least could be more hypervigilant.
Right.
And so that's step number one. And to me, that's a no-brainer. But I don't know if we're going to even get that. So mm-hmm. that we're working on that. That's another little topic. Mm-hmm. And so I've thoroughly enjoyed my time on the Board of Forestry. And one thing that I have, the drought is a big issue for us here. And it's really impacted our cattle operation. And I think it's impacted a lot of people in Shasta County.
Well, that's a good question. We have to take a break here about water. But we also have a couple other topics here we want to talk about.
Okay,
so
great.
We'll be right back after these messages. It's 14 minutes until 9 o'clock. Here at KCNR, Free Fire Radio, 52 degrees out there, going up to 55 today, rain and wind. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
Have you ever used the excuse, the devil made me do it? Well, you may be right. I'm Screwtape, demon extraordinaire and star of The Screwtape Letters, the wildly popular stage adaptation of the best-selling novel by C.S. Lewis. In a series of brilliantly composed letters, I teach young Wormwood the art of temptation. It's a wickedly witty portrait of how demons like me influence your everyday life. But don't take my word for it. After all, why should you trust me? The Wall Street Journal raves, C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters is one hell of a good show. Delightfully repulsive. And the National Review calls it pure genius. An outstanding piece of work. See C.S. Lewis, The Screwtape Letters. Get your tickets today.
Reading Civic Auditorium, Friday, March 4th. Tickets and info at readingcivic.com or by calling the box office 229-0022.
Welcome to Wellgate Sports Club. I'm Deanne Lawrence, your membership director. Every member of the Wellgate team have raised the bar to ensure that you, as a valued member, will experience high-end amenities and a quality of service that exceeds fitness industry standards. At Wellgate Sports Club, we understand that each member has unique fitness and lifestyle goals.
Hi, I'm Tina Brandt, Team Training Director. Wellgate Sports Club has implemented several small group training programs, including our popular saltwater aquatic group training, and now the TNT program, which offers the expertise and direction of a certified personal trainer without the expense of one-on-one personal training. All Wellgate Sports Club trainers are credentialed, experienced professionals who are committed to our members achieving their health and fitness goals. To inquire about Wellgate small group training programs, please contact the Wellgate Fitness Director at 530-768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club, where you will experience exceptional every day.
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is the gun show of the year. Jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, and, of course, reloading supplies. The Reading Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Charlie Brown, Snoopy, and the whole Peanuts gang are coming to Turtle Bay. Starting February 5th, Peanuts Naturally will bring Peanuts comic strips, videos, and objects and interactive stations to Turtle Bay. Learn how Charles Schulz explored the natural world through the Peanuts and see what kind of misadventures the gang gets into. Presented by Record Searchlight and Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer and organized by the Charles M. Schulz Museum. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Just a small town girl. Living in a lonely world. He took the midnight
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. We just lost Linda. She ran off to an appointment. 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's Friday. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for being with us today. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 52 degrees out there, going up to 55 today. Rain, high winds are going to be with us today. Tapering off tomorrow, and then Sunday should be sunny and mild for everybody when you're out there. And then next week is absolutely going to be beautiful. 70s, 75, I think, at the high for the week. I think it's on a Wednesday. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. A veteran-owned business, my friends. And Chuck and Judy have won awards for hiring veterans. Awards from the state. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned business. Voted best in the North State for 2015 for any of your heating and cooling system needs. We use them over there. Martin and his people are just outstanding. Warranties guarantee 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service for emergencies. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org. It's probably time to start doing it, getting ready for the summer, because we will have our one day of spring, and then we'll hop right into it. Our guest is Mary Rickert, who is running for the 3rd District Supervisor's position. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Mary. Welcome back. It's been pleasant getting to know you.
Well, thank having, you. Know, I've having, enjoyed the opportunity.
Well, you are just, I mean, in everything. During the breaks, we find out you're part of this fund, and you're heading this, and you started that. Mary, there's approximately 19,000 to 20,000 veterans in Shasta County.
There are.
Mm-hmm. We've got a Shasta County Veteran Service Office that, you know, through, I don't know, I'm not going to make any comments on it, but we've gone through four, mm-hmm. you know,
we have.
Veteran Service Officers here in the last 6 or 7 months or, right. you know, maybe a year. Veterans here play a big part mm-hmm. in our community.
They do.
Thoughts?
I'm a great supporter of veterans. My grandfather's a veteran. My father was a veteran of World War II. I have one brother that I think he was in the National Guard during Vietnam War. Those that serve our country are, to me, in a class by themselves. I have nothing but the utmost respect for veterans. And what I see in this day and age, too, a lot of veterans return. Sometimes they might need a little extra help, whether they're suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder or whatever. Prather Ranch is going to be a sponsor at the Healing Waters event that you're going to have in April for veterans.
And Healing Waters is a national event that is a way to help veterans kind of come back into or kind of make that transition. And it's mm-hmm. fly fishing and
right.
with other veterans. And
right.
I was fortunate to be associated with it last year and mm-hmm. The big fish out they have.
Right.
And, but they have sponsors that they need sponsors for
right.
that to sponsor the boats and the guides and all that. Mm-hmm. So.
And I'm a firm believer that there's nothing more therapeutic than being out in nature. And I think that's a really healthy way for people to help heal. And so I'm a great supporter of those kinds of programs. I think helping that along is great. I know we live up in Fall River Valley and operate and own ranches on the Fall River, and a lot of people really enjoy fly fishing. For me personally, I feel like I need to be out, you know, chopping weeds or something, but that's just my basic nature. I can't sit in a boat that long, but I do believe being outdoors and being around nature, you can really, really, it can really calm the soul.
I can see Mary out there, you know, fly fishing, and then Mary kind of puts the pole down and builds a dam.
Yeah, there.
I think I could channel the water over here a little bit better. And, you know, it's going to give more over here and that. And then, maybe I should pull this tree down.
I'm sure if my husband's listening, he's laughing because that's exactly what she'd be doing.
It must be interesting. Around the Rickert now. Honey, you're just sitting there. Honey, I just sat down. Honey, you're sitting there. I mean, you know what? There's a North 40. Go out there and hug a cow. You know
well,
what?
At times he can be the same way, but you know, we're slowing down a little bit. We're into our 60s now. We're slowing down a little bit, but not much.
It sounds like it. I got all this handled. I think I'll just run for supervisor.
Yeah, of course, we're not sure
what kind of – is that a full-time job?
I don't think it's technically considered a full-time job, but, as I said before, I like to keep busy, and so I'm not worried about being able to have the time.
When I talk about veterans, you know, we don't know, first of all, really how many homeless we have out there, and then we don't
That's
know
right.
how many. I mean, they did this count, 529.
That's right. Exactly.
Which seems less, but, you know, that was the mm-hmm. number they have to use. And then I don't know how many of those are veterans. We have programs here to help house homeless
mm-hmm.
veterans.
Mm-hmm.
The Veterans Service Office here does a lot for veterans. And do you, I mean, would you, would one of the things I hope you would do is have whoever the Veterans Service Officer is give
yes.
you a briefing and
yes.
look at the possibilities of expansion or more help for veterans
well,
out there?
Well, I really have every intention to meet with him during this campaign, and I really feel, I support Wounded Warriors. I'm a great believer in supporting our veterans. Like I say, no one has given more to our country than our veterans. And they don't get the attention that they really truly deserve.
We go back down again to the financial conditions of Shasta
mm-hmm.
County. And the fact is that much of the things that you all have to do is by the state. You
That's
have to
right.
do stuff. So you don't have a lot of, I guess you could say, free money out there.
That's true.
So how do you get the balance on this?
Well, I do think that we need to be... I feel like the Shasta County is sometimes overlooked for funding. I think we need to just have a strong voice. And serving on the State Board of Forestry, I mean, I've gotten to know quite a few people in Sacramento, and I think it's important that we stay connected with and good relationships with our particular legislators. And I think that's a big part of it is to just basically to be active and to be a strong voice and to be your best advocate. And I think that's going to be a part of it. I do think we need to continue to research dollars and look for pilot projects. I talked to somebody yesterday about a pilot project in terms of some transportation for local products. And I'm going to try to attend one of his meetings. But there's an example of
there's
something.
Money out there is
there
what
is,
you're saying.
I'm saying there is money out there, but you got to be aggressive, and you got to be able to tell a good story about what's going on up here. And that's one of the reasons we need to make Shasta County the best place to live in Northern California.
Great. Let's go to the phones. Bruce, you have a question for Mary Rickert.
Yes, it sounds like Mrs. Rickert is very much interested in making Shasta County and the North State great again. So is it a fair assumption that she would be a supporter of the state of Jefferson?
There you go. Okay.
Well,
thank you, Bruce.
Okay. The state of Jefferson is an interesting concept, and if there's anybody that has empathy and understanding of regulations, it's somebody in agriculture. And then serving on the State Board of Forestry, they have a whole other level of the timber regulations. We have what's called the Forest Practices Act, and it's really, really, there's a lot to it. In terms of Article 4, Section 3, in order to transition to a state of Jefferson, the California and Oregon legislators would have to vote on the change, is my understanding. We need to really identify what are county issues and what are state issues, and I think that's part of the problem. I think that we need to look at where the funding comes from, and but like I say, if we could financially figure it out, the state of Jefferson, like I said, they raise a lot of really legitimate points. So I really empathize with their movement is all about.
So if they came up with the answers, you could see that being something. This is something
yeah.
that just keeps coming. It'll keep coming
it'll,
up.
It will keep coming up. And I do. If in a perfect world, if it could work. Yes.
Okay. There you go.
If it could work, yes.
Okay. Well, Mary, you're going to be back on here several times, as will your opponent.
Be happy to.
Yeah, of course. And because we want to have our best representation.
Sure.
But we really appreciate, one, that you're running.
Well, like I say, people say, why are you doing that? You could be doing so many other things. And I said, well, the time is right.
Time's right. Okay. Hey, Carl Linda Bott, this is Friday. Have a great weekend. Women veterans can head over to the Veterans Hall tomorrow from 9 till 2 o'clock to have your relaxation and resources fair. Everybody, have a great weekend. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A hushed silence in the great hall of the U.S. Supreme Court. As the body of the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia lies in repose. Justice Scalia's flag-draped casket carried into the hall this morning, a double line of former law clerks standing by, along with the High Court's eight other justices. Justice Scalia's son, Father Paul Scalia, offering a prayer.
God of faithfulness, in your wisdom, you have called your servant Antonin out of this world. Release him from the bonds of sin and welcome him into your presence so that he may enjoy eternal light and peace and be raised up in glory with all your saints.
Throughout the day, the public, including the President and the First Lady, will visit the Great Hall to pay their respects to the late Justice Antonin Scalia. The Republican presidential hopes